Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay and the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexities of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my co-hostess Misty Hall and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. So, good evening, Misty. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good evening, Bonnie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. A little chilly here in Philadelphia, but, you know, it's wintertime. I'm just so happy we're having a storm this week, and the four-letter word of the week is R-A-I-N, instead of that very dirty word, snow. So I am a happy camper. I can't wait to see that rain.
Should I even tell you I got to experience 70-some degree weather today and sunshine
or
not?
Because in 3 months from now, when it's 70 here, it's going to be 103 there, so I don't really care.
You are so right.
You don't intimidate me, you and your mosquitoes.
You'll give me my good
Florida
payback when it comes summertime.
Exactly. So how's everybody doing tonight? Hopefully good. I got a lot of great feedback on our show last week with Carrie Blakely, and I thought that was quite an interesting show, didn't you?
I really enjoyed the show. I mean, there was a lot of good information. I'm looking forward to reading the book. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for the awareness. I think that's what you and I have both fought for all these years, is the awareness to bring it to light, how devastating this is. And actually, I was so, you know, I was just telling someone my story. Someone was asking me what I did, and I told them, you know, I work with straight wives and, you know, was married to a gay man. And it was so interesting. Instead of getting the shock, the person said, this is a man. He says, wow, that's the ultimate betrayal in a marriage. So, you know, people, he said, you know, and I know that happens to a lot of people now. So the good thing is, in the year 2011, here we are. People know about this. There's great awareness to it. And that's a mission of mine. And I know it is of yours, too. It's just a passion to bring awareness to what it does and how women can heal from this. And so can the men that are getting into these marriages. I mean, the women and the men both can heal and both deserve to heal and live in their truth.
Well, I know that this Tuesday night I was asked to go on a radio show. It's called Wellness for the Real World with Dr. Veronica Anderson. And Carrie's going to be a guest on that show and talk about her book, and they asked me if I would join in with them, and I said I would. So if anybody's interested, you can write to me at bonk@aol.com, and I'll send you a link for that show, which is Tuesday at 8 p.m. And
wonderful.
So I'll be happy to talk to Carrie again. And he is getting a lot of publicity right now, which I think is great, because it's bringing to light, once again, you know, the situation that we're all going through. So I think any information that we can get out there, and I think she really can articulate, you know, the feelings that we as straight wives go through. Even though she wasn't in a marriage, she was in a 10-year relationship, so certainly she had a lot of experience. You know, even though it wasn't officially in a marriage, it was about to become one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she really does, like I say, articulate the situation really well and the emotional impact that it has on people. So I'm really glad that she is getting all that press. What do you think, Misty?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's really important because I've had several clients that have come to me almost apologetically because they say, you know, I have not been married to this person, but we've been in a significant relationship for X amount of years. I discovered they were gay. And, you know, what I say is, you know, don't discount your feelings. Your grief is just the same. You just are not going through the legal process of divorce. You're still experiencing the same emotional pain. And I'm so glad that someone out there has written a book and has put that out there and to let people know, you know, because I think she said, if I may be misquoting this, but I think Carrie said she was in a relationship approximately, 8 to 10 years, maybe 10 years.
Yes,
long
10 years
relationship.
She was involved. Right.
You know, my marriage lasted 10 years. So, I mean, that her relationship lasted as long as my marriage did. So, you know, I can only imagine. I mean, I'm quite sure.
Right, and they were living together, you know, even though they weren't married.
Exactly.
But they were a couple.
Exactly.
Well, so if anybody has any thoughts that they would like to bring up on the show, you're always welcome to call us. I'll give you our phone number. It's area code 646-716-4893. I'll repeat that for you. Area code 646-716-4893. And you're welcome to call in with any of your comments, or if you want to talk a little more about Carrie and her book, or anything in general regarding the show, please feel free to dial in. Next week we have a really special guest, somebody who I'm really glad is going to be on our show, and her name is Patsy Ray Dawson. And Patsy is a counselor who works with Christian couples. And I was really happy, Misty, that she agreed to come on our show because, you know, we often bring up the religious aspect on how so many Christian women suffer with this because they're told that, you know, this can change, it's a choice, you know, stick with it, and, you know, just be a good wife, and you took religious vows, and you're not supposed to be breaking them. And I know that a lot of our Christian women, you know, they really do go through this extra amount of suffering over this situation because of their religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And Patsy will be here next week, and she's a very strong Christian. And I did tell her I was going to be upfront that our opinions on homosexuality are very different. So I don't believe the same way that she believes. You know, she believes that people are not born homosexual, or I believe they are born homosexual, that nobody would choose to be homosexual. And, you know, she believes, like a lot of Christian people believe, that you can suppress it or hold off on acting on it. I don't think that she'll say that, you know, you don't have to be gay, but she'll say you can act in a non-gay manner. I guess like Ted Haggard and some of these other ministers who are proclaiming to do it. But we are miles apart on, you know, our thoughts on how people become homosexual, and I'm very clear on that. You know, I don't believe this is a choice at all. If people had a choice, they definitely would not choose this. But at least, you know, she can bring up from a religious point of view why it's okay not to be married in this situation, which I think a lot of our religious women who listen, they really need to hear that kind of verification. Have you run into that?
Well, I've run into it. My favorite example that I like to give, I ran into that issue with myself. I mean, undoubtedly, that's why I stayed in the marriage for so long. I stayed in the marriage, you know, it's approximately 10 years. I was in there for, you know, over 9 years too long because of that very reason. And the women that I work with, when they stumble upon that, that being their greatest stumbling factor of getting out, you know, my heart goes out to them because I stayed so long that it's a wonder I'm still alive, because not only was he gay, as I've been very open on this show, he was very abusive as well. So the Christianity part really sucked me back into the relationship, and of course my ex-husband knew that. That's what he would use. That's how he would manipulate me. And what I finally did, as I've told women on here to do, and I hope our guest next week has a lot, you know, more insight on this to give to our guest, is what I finally did. I developed my own relationship with God. I really just shut down some of the outside influences that I was hearing, and went to the God I knew, and in prayer, meditation, all those things. And it was really interesting how things started falling together for me. And I know that won't work for everyone, but it absolutely worked for me. And undoubtedly, things went forward for me. My life began. I would just say my life began at those moments.
Yes, and I always tell women, I'm not really in the position to discuss it because I'm not a Christian woman. I'm a Jewish woman. So, you know, I really would not be in a fair, you know, advantage of, you know, discussing this from a biblical standpoint of Christianity. But even though I'm not a Christian, I can guarantee you that God is God no matter, you know, whose religion he's part of. And I don't believe that God would want any woman to have to suffer like this for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is a God of loving and caring and compassion, and he would only want the best, you know, for people. So if you find yourself in a bad state, you know, I don't believe that any God will tell you, well, you have to live like this because you made that choice. So hopefully Patsy will be able to confirm that next week and give some really good advice to women who are religious to make them feel better about the choices they need to make. So that will be coming up next Sunday, February 6th. Can you believe it's February already, next week?
Absolutely not. I cannot believe it's February. Isn't it? Where has this year gone? I mean, I'm still writing on things 2010. Where did 2010 go is my question, and I'm already into 2011.
I agree, Misty. Time, as you get older, it just passes faster. So you can imagine for me,
that's
it's double quick than it is for you.
It does go fast. I used to roll my eyes when I heard people say that when I was much younger, but it's true. Time does go far faster.
I know, because on the 5th of every month is my anniversary with my boyfriend. And, you know, some people know last month was our 17-year anniversary. And, you know, I make a celebrated every month on the month. So it's going to be 17-1 this Saturday. And
oh.
I just don't really believe it's already a month that's gone by. And, phew, we turned our head and that month is over.
Yeah.
Time does fly more quickly.
It does.
So I wanted to talk to you and everybody else about a new project that I'm working on because I'm going to need help. And one of the best things about having a support network through all these years is that the women who listen and the men who are part of our support network, our gay ex-husbands or gay husbands who are part of the support network, have been very generous as far as giving their time and giving their input as far as reaching out to help other people through their words and through their stories. And I think that, you know, a lot of people know through my newsletters that I work with a wonderful man named Doug, who's in the Midwest, who has been my best source of referrals as far as men who are looking to come out. And I do offer any man who's looking to come out to his wife support and help and free counseling, because to me, this is the most difficult thing a man is ever going to have to do, is to be honest with his wife about, you know, being gay. And I've worked with, you know, probably close to, it's going over 1,800 men. I was counting the other day over all these years. You know, I'm getting more and more men. I get at least, you know, maybe 3 or 4 every week now who write to me who are looking for information or help or guidance and coming out to their wives. And, you know, I give them the best advice I can give why it's important from the point of the wife, from the point of their wife. But I know they need support from a man to verify this, and I always send them to my friend Doug, who is just wonderful, who not only helps the men, but also many of the women who write to me who want a man's input on how did this happen, and ask, you know, he'll answer any question you ever ask. And Doug was really wonderful, and he wrote last June's newsletter where we asked him a lot of questions about behaviors of gay husbands, and he does his best to really explain it to make it make sense. And women always thank me for his words whenever he does contribute. So I talked to Doug for a while now, and I said, you know what, Doug, I'll tell you what I think is needed most of all. And I said, you know, I have a lot of books out really looking at the women's point of view and what they're going through, but I think that we need like a guidebook for men on how to come out to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's really nothing out there as far as telling men why it's important and then taking it to the next step of how to do it. And so many of the men that I've worked with over the years regret the fact that they waited an extra 10, 15, 20 years staying in a marriage where they didn't belong before they had the strength or they, you know, had the, they were at a point of their life where they were honest with their wives. So, you know, I thought by compiling stories, you know, I've sent a lot of men to Doug who he's worked really successfully with, and he's going to ask his men to participate in this. And I really want to do a section from the women, also asking them, if your husband did come out to you, some questions on how did he do it? Do you think it could have been done better? You know, in retrospect now, you know, how else could it have been done? And we have to recognize the fact it's not like the marriage, you know, I don't want to hear, well, he would have never he should have never married me. That's not the answer. He did marry you. And in almost all cases, gay men who marry their wives really love their wives. And they're hoping against hope that this marriage is going to work and that their love for the woman will be strong enough to push away those nagging attractions or feelings towards men. And I do know that a lot of men really just don't understand their own homosexuality, so I know there's no way in the world we would have understood it. you know, they didn't understand that they had some attractions to men, that that meant they were gay if they were able to fall in love with a woman, perform heterosexually, have children, because this is not how they equated what gay was. You know, we're so conditioned to seeing gay, you know, the stereotypical gay that we see in the movies and on television, of men who are effeminate and men who are flamboyant, and that's the perception that society has of gay. So when a man who's gay doesn't fit into that stereotype, he doesn't believe that that's him. He thinks he's like Ted Haggard, straight with issues. And he's hoping that if he gets married and loves his wife, those issues will go away, but we know they don't. They just intensify. So I thought it's really important to be able to have a guidebook and to get some input from our women on what could have been done better, you know, as far as they're concerned. Would they have wanted to know sooner? You know, what if some women don't find out until their children are grown? Would it have been better if they knew 10 years before or 15 years before when their children were little? You know, we just want to open up the door to get as many opinions as possible to shed insight to other people. So if anybody is willing to participate in this, I'd love for you to contact me at bondk@aol.com. And, of course, everything will always be kept confidential. You don't have to use your real name. You can pick a fake name to use for this document. But we really want to have something to present to men who are on the fence, are not sure if this is the right thing to do, you know, or should they just leave their marriages and keep it secret. I mean, there are men who do that also. They will leave the marriages, but they never quite tell the wife why they're leaving. It's like they have, you know, differences that can't be reconciled, and they make that the reason for the problems in the marriage. When it isn't that at all, the problem is the homosexuality, but they're afraid to say that. So hopefully some of the women will respond, and if you are interested, please write to me, and this will be a really important document. Misty, if you could have known 5 years earlier that your husband was gay, would that have been better for you?
Absolutely. I was just posing that question in my mind as you were describing that. How would my life be different today if I would have known? Wow. There's lots of things that would have been different. I'll use myself as an example if you would like, and I could elaborate a bit on that because I've posed that question to myself before. The biggest thing I think that would be different was I think there would have absolutely been an amicable divorce, a split. I think that both of us would have left the marriage more healed than hurt and wounded. I think there have been lots of things. If my ex-husband would have came up to me one day and said, because, you know, even though I'm from Kentucky, and contrary to a lot of belief, I don't feel like I'm a person that is prejudiced or homophobic. I was raised very different than what I think a lot of people were raised. My parents raised me in a way to accept all people. So if I would have known what was going on earlier, there would have been so much insight into the whole situation. And to take that a step farther, all gay men are not abusers in terms of domestic violence. However, my ex-husband was. And I do believe a lot of his anger escalated from just being so frustrated and not, you know, and trying to hide who he was. Because I think he truly wanted to be someone different. He truly wanted to be straight, in my opinion. That's what he was trying to do, and it just wasn't working. So if he would have came to me, let's say 5 years into our marriage and said, Misty, you know, we have to talk. The marriage isn't working because, you know, I think I have feelings for men or I think I may be gay. Whatever wording he may have chose, would I have been devastated? Absolutely. I don't think that would have been any different than what it was when I did discover. But if he would have came to me and said that, so many things would have made sense. A lot of things would have made sense. And we could have, probably at that point in time, I would have requested therapy, but not therapy to keep the marriage, therapy to help each of us go our separate ways in a good way and to heal the relationship and let it put it to rest, you know, put the relationship to rest and move on. So would my life have been different? Absolutely. I would have supported him in whatever way that I could, but I also would have started supporting myself as well because I just kept dancing inside that circle of crazy. I mean, I danced and danced and danced because everything was my fault. You know, it was my fault he wasn't talking that day because I didn't do the dishes right, because I cooked the wrong meal for dinner. And, you know, it's never about the dishes. It's never about the dinner. It's, you know, that's not the issue. So I would have understood much more. And, yes, I wish he would have had the courage to have done that, because things would have been so different. And, you know, in his defense, a book like what you just discussed is so needed. He probably had no idea what to do, and he probably only focused on the losses in his life, the loss of, I'm sure he wanted a family. He always wanted a family and children. So, you know, he focused on not having a family and children. He probably focused on losing his family. He came from a very religious family that I'm sure that would not accept his homosexuality at all. I don't know if they know today, but anyway, if they do, I hope they still love him, you know, and have him in the, as part of the family. But, you know, I'm sure he was just focused on all the things he would lose instead of all the things he could gain by being who he truly was. So A book like that is so needed. I mean, I applaud you in doing that, and I know you and Doug will do a great job because, in my opinion, Doug was on the show before, and he was absolutely one of our top five shows, I think, you know, with all his wonderful information and everything. I mean, it's just, there's so much great information that the both of you can put out there to people, because I don't think, and our straight wives will probably scream at us, but, you know, gay men, I think they're trash. They don't know what to do sometimes. Even the ones that want to do the right thing, I can see how hard it would be, because I'm out of my marriage over 10 years. So I can look and reflect back and, you know, and not be as biased as someone just getting out of the marriage. But, you know, I can only imagine how easy it is to let, you know, 1 week turn into a month and then a month turn into 6 months, 6 months turn into a year to where, you know, you just keep putting it off because it's going to be the most difficult conversation you'll probably have with your wife in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
To let them know how they're doing.
One of the things that I wrote back in the 1980s, and I had reprinted this, you know, I was looking through my book to try to get some past information on how I did things. My second book that I wrote was called Doom Grooms, Gay Husbands of Straight Wives. And I reprinted an article that I had written back in the 1980s that I'm going to share, and it was called Come Out to Your Wife. And like I said, this was written a long time ago, but you know, back a few years ago I wrote, it's still true, I'll check now that it is, but it says, marriage is the highest form of commitment a man can make with a woman. It supersedes all prior relationships and goes beyond friendship. The person you marry lives with you on a day-to-day basis and shares your life, the good times and bad, during sickness and health, through your moments of glory and depths of despair. It is a relationship built on trust and honesty towards each other. That is not to say that every move in a marriage must be explained. Sooner or later, we all fall into the trap of making up little white lies. However, hiding your homosexuality is not exactly keeping a little secret when it plays such a big role in your life. It is living a lie. If you are living a double life in two separate worlds and the twain will never meet, there is another side of you that is totally hidden from the person who has so much trust in you and relies on you for basic honesty. So I wrote after that as I've come to learn in the years since I've written this, there's a lot more to it than just the issue of honesty. There is also the bigger picture of the mental atrophy women go through when they are unknowingly married to a gay man. Now, I'm not saying that most gay husbands are intentionally cruel to their wives, but when you're somewhere you don't really want to be or don't really want to belong, those little winces, those little winces that show on your face become a message over time. Your wife is doing something wrong to make you unhappy. Yep, that's what we think. And then it moves to the next stage of constant questioning. Why am I failing at being a good wife? No matter what I do, I can't make him happy. And then it moves across the house to the bedroom where we start wondering, why aren't I enough of a woman to please him? How come he doesn't want to make love to me, or when he does, he feels like he's doing me a favor? You see, it's not just the basic lie anymore or the act of keeping an unimportant truth from your wife's life mate. It's a stripping down of self-esteem, her sexual esteem, and her very sense of self-worth by hiding this information. It's definitely not good. This is why the truth has to be told. It will never be easy, palatable, or acceptable, but it has to be done anyway. Some of the men I've worked with felt the pain of their wives. I would like to share some of their thoughts with you to give you insight into their thinking. Perhaps if you are a gay man, you can understand this pain. If you are a straight wife, hopefully you can see the struggle that some of the husbands go through. I have anonymously reprinted the words of 5 men who share their struggles with me. So here's the first one. I am married to a wonderful woman and don't know if I am truly bisexual or even gay. You make it sound so easy in your website to tell your wife, but really it's just tearing me apart. She knows that I'm not happy, but doesn't know why. I'm hoping that your chapter on bisexuality will maybe help me to understand how to move on in my life. That was from one guy. The next one wrote, I have recently told my wife that I am bisexual. We are wondering how we can carry on in our lives and move forward, if at all. We have 3 young children. My wife feels she has lost her self-respect now for not realizing that I was bisexual. I, too, am feeling unworthy and uncomfortable that my wife knows and now has to put up with knowing. I don't want to hurt her any more than she is already. Do you have any advice on how my wife can get her self-respect back? And anything else that we may find useful, thank you for what you are doing. The third man wrote, you asked, why now at this particular time? Actually, the answer is pretty much in your next paragraph. The husband is frustrated after a period of time because the relationship can never fulfill the needs that the man has. That applies to sex more than the emotional bond that hopefully exists between 2 people who are partners. You made reference to what I mean in one of your newsletters. You were talking about your own experience in your new relationship. It's the difference between having sex and making love. My wife and I have a strong emotional bond, and we have sex. But I know the emotional bond we enjoy with each other is on a lower level that can exist if there was true sexual attraction. That's what I need to be fulfilled. Of course, I know that's a two-way street, although she may not realize it, that kind of fulfillment is missing from her life as well. We can be each other's best friend, have a decent sex life, but I can't fake the real emotional giving to that level in a straight relationship, and I know she deserves better. I guess the reason it's finally happening now is just a matter of being able to finally acknowledge my own sexuality combined with where I am at life age-wise. I'm 44, she's 38. I feel like I've just wasted the first half of my life. I realize that's thinking in purely selfish terms. And if I go on this way, I'll either go insane, commit suicide, or reach the end of my life and realize that I've wasted it. Yes, I know that she may want to stay married and try to work things out. I won't lie to you. I look forward to living on the other side. But I'm committed to working through this first, whatever it takes. If we can somehow get through this and remain best or at least good friends, I will consider myself the luckiest person in the world. Bonnie, thank you for so much for what you do. I hope you can believe me when I say my number one concern is to cause the least amount of pain to my best friend, my wife. I want to do the right thing. Please, if you have any other advice. And the last one says, I realize that it's critical for me to be completely honest and open with her, and I am trying to be. But every time I approach the subject from the standpoint of, I cannot go on ignoring this, this is who I am becoming, she retorts with her profound love and need for me and me alone, and compounds it all with thinly veiled threats of suicide. I know her to be a strong woman who I admire greatly, but I cannot continue addressing my sexuality and its impact on our relationship if she makes these kinds of statements. I still care deeply about her and her well-being. How can I be who I am if it threatens her health or even life? And there's one more, I'm sorry. I'm a gay man who was married for 18 years. I was actually one of the ones who didn't experiment with other men while I was married. However, lack of activity didn't reduce my desire to fulfill a part of my life that was lacking. I felt a keener sense of agreement with you on most of your points in the book, particularly your point of view that bisexuality is basically an illusion. I am sorry that your gay husband hurt you. I'm sure that he loved you in his own way. And I know I loved my wife. It is unfortunate that we live in a society where intelligent, caring people will make decisions that keep inside our hearts. Deep inside our hearts, we know seems wrong, but we feel we have no other acceptable choice. I am glad you found happiness with someone with whom you can enjoy sexual pleasure, as well as that missing intimacy that you must have missed in your marriage. I always wanted it and never seemed that I could attain it until I met my current partner a few months after I separated from my wife. We've been together a little over 3 years and yet to have a serious disagreement. I'd been convinced after an 18-year turbulent marriage that happiness would always be beyond my grasp. But now I know that it was true only because I was trying to find it with a person who would not be able to meet all of my needs through no fault of her own. We are now cooperating on raising of our two teenage sons, and while we do not agree on the acceptance of my homosexuality due to deep-seated religious prejudice on her part, we have put that to the side to be positive with our children. I appreciate you for writing your book because I believe it is the truth that needs to be revealed by both gay men and women who may be attracted to them. Hopefully your book will keep a gay man from going down the misguided path of marriage in hopes that his homosexual desires will fade. They don't, as you and I painfully know. I wish you well. So these are the letters from the men, and I wrote, you know, after that, as you can see from these letters, these gay husbands do care about the mental well-being of their wives because they love them. They are honest men who realize that they could never love a woman the way she needs and deserves to be loved. And because they love them, they believe that coming out is the only right thing to do. Of course, these are men who are honest with themselves. They are not the limbo men or straight gay men who are intentionally dishonest or unable to accept their homosexuality. But for many of us who are or were married to a gay man who do come to terms with themselves, these men give us some comfort because they express feelings of husbands who have these genuine concerns about the well-being of their wives. Gay husbands must come to realize that their journey has taken a lifetime to reach the point where they are now ready to accept themselves. They cannot and should not expect that their wives will be able to adjust to this information overnight, in a week, or in a month. They need to give their wives adequate time to make the necessary adjustments to this changing, life-changing news. Remember, men, while your life as you know it is about to end and you are filled with excitement and anticipation, your wife's life as she knew it is also about to end, but with sadness and a great sense of loss. While you spend the upcoming months and years exploring your new lifestyle, she will spend the same time finding herself again and building up the confidence that has been knocked down. Your inward struggle is now over while your wife's is just beginning. She may finally understand what the real problem was in the marriage, but she will question herself in many ways. Men have always asked me what they could do to make this easier on their wives. I give them all the same answer. Do the right thing. Be responsible to your family. Give them the emotional and financial support they need. Put the needs of your children above your own personal needs and ego. Give your wife the proper time to make adjustments and mourn the marriage. And many wives mourn their marriages because they love their husbands so much. Give her time to adjust and don't make her feel uncomfortable. There is nothing more hurtful to a straight wife than seeing her husband with another man. This takes time. Don't throw your new happiness in or your new lover in her face. You can't be her lover, but you can be her friend. If you have children together, you can be her co-parent. Put yourself in her shoes and see how you would feel. If it doesn't feel comfortable, don't do it. Most of all, learn to say that you are sorry. You're not sorry for being gay. That is something you had no choice in. And you're not sorry for marrying her because you loved her enough to believe it could work. But at least be sorry now that it's over and the dreams that you had together, that will never come true. And make sure you let her know that she is not to blame for your homosexuality or the failure of your marriage. That is the first step to a valuable friendship in the future. So that's what I wrote about that.
Wow.
Any
thoughts? I think it's the whole truth for today, that's for sure. I think the information is still pertaining to today in 2011. And it's so interesting how classic this information is across all these years, because I think women still go through the same pain, you know, when they discover. And I think it's always, you know, men's always gone through the same, you know, many of the same struggles as well. You know, how to tell and how, you know, how do you do that? And it's difficult, very difficult for both sides. I'm thankful that I can, you know, step back and somewhat see both sides today. And it's very hard for a newly woman that's just discovered that she's been married to a gay man to see that. And I think that the gay husbands really need to understand that.
I think a lot of the problem is also, like, we were talking in our support group tonight online on our chat room, I think there were 11 women on the, you know, on the chat at the time that we posed this question about how many of the 11 women, how many of their husbands actually came out to them versus how many of them found out, you know, through other means. And of the 11 people, there were... I'm trying to think. There were only two whose husbands actually came out to them. And one of the two, her husband came out to her when he was ready to leave because he had a boyfriend. And the other one didn't, you know, just came out to her because, you know, he'd been sneaking around and exhibiting all this, you know, erratic behavior. Not erotic. I guess erratic behavior, both. And so, you know, he finally, you know, told her about it. But for the rest of the women, you know, their husbands didn't tell them. They weren't honest with them. And, you know, I tell men that, you know, the truth will set you free in many ways. But, you know, if you don't tell your wife the truth, you do more damage to her. In fact, I've been working with this one young man who's really such a wonderful young man, very conscionable. And this is ripping him apart because he has a good wife and he married for all the reasons that every gay man marries. He loved this woman. He did have urges. He did think maybe there's a problem. But he loved her. He could make love to her. He was young when he married her. And he thought this was the right thing he had to do. And, you know, now these years later, you know, he realizes he can't keep living like this. And this is a very common story I hear from our men, you know, that write to me. And they're always on the fence what to do, and I say you have to be honest. And I think this becomes a really big issue because I know a number of men who walk away from their marriages, you know, and they're not honest with their wives. They'll just say it's not working out. And I don't think that's really doing the right thing because you're leaving the wife with the impression that the marriage is failing because of both of you. And as you know, what I say, Misty, it takes two to tango, but when there's homosexuality in the marriage, you know, you're not playing that two to tango. It's just one game. And the game is homosexuality. Just one thing is dancing there. It wouldn't matter how great a wife you were. It wouldn't matter what you did. And you and I both know women who do everything in the world to change their appearance. They go and they have implants put in. They have gastric bypasses. Whatever it takes to make themselves more beautiful for a husband who's still never going to want them.
Mm-hmm.
So when their husbands are still rejecting them and not telling them the real reason why, there's no way that you can think that this is going to be okay, that your wife is going to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you truly want to do the right thing, you have to tell her the truth. I mean, don't you think that if a husband's honest, that at least he has a better chance with his wife than just the dishonesty that continues on and on?
Well, you ask me, do I think that a husband stands a better chance? Honestly,
yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. If my ex-husband would have came to me early on and been very honest about what was going on, and would have said, you know, well, what do we do? What can we do from here? Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think I would have experienced a lot less domestic violence in the marriage, and not only that. It would have just been completely different for both of us, completely different, because he never did tell me. He never did. Now, he would dance back and forth and try to throw hints out here and there, but I wasn't getting the hints. I mean, you have to tell someone direct. You know, we would have these horrible arguments, and then he would say, well, you know, give me these answers that never made sense, and I never knew what was going on. So I questioned myself through the whole marriage, and, of course, everything that was wrong in the marriage became my fault, as in most of these marriages. So if he would have been honest with me, things would have been so much different, so much different. And I also think the healing process for myself and for the women I work with would be a little bit smoother in terms of it when they know for sure, because it is hard when you don't know for sure. And I still go back to those women and say, you know, if you go ahead and admission, you have to rely on your intuition, your gut instinct. What does your gut tell you? But still, you know, it's hard to transition to that and accept that. So for many of the women, I think the honesty is absolutely the best policy. Either way, it's going to be hurtful whether you're honest or dishonest. But I prefer honesty myself.
And, you know, I think even though women say to us when they first find out, I wish I would never know, I mean, that's easy to say, but it's a harder thing to live in a situation where someone's unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you imagining? I mean, I don't understand that. I think
I don't either. Right? I can't comprehend living in that type of situation. You know, my marriage was very rocky, so I cannot even put myself in the shoes of saying, I wish I would have never known. I wish I would have known much sooner. I wouldn't care if it was the day after I was married. I wish I would have known sooner. So
exactly.
I cannot even put myself in those shoes. As we go about my little saying, and me and you go back and forth about it, I'm all for settling for more, not less. You know, life is too short. Life is to be loved, and you should be loved and be able to love someone back equally and mutually. And you know, life's too short. Life's precious and short. So,
you know, I had a woman write me some beautiful words. I won't mention her name, and I just got them today, and I was just so impressed, and she'll know who she is because she listens to our show. And I hope you don't mind that I'm reading your words since I'm leaving your name out of this. But these words really got to me when she wrote this. She said, when one breaks up, all one wants at the end is the truth. It is so difficult to leave a relationship when you don't know why it went wrong. So at the end, even if you've understood and accepted that the relationship is over, you still want the truth to gain closure. And so in the end, that's all you ask from the person you're breaking up, that they just never told the truth, and looking back, they were constantly lying, and I felt this. And, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, if you can't tell the truth while you're breaking up, then you have to start wondering, you know, what all the other things are in the marriage. You know, you're always second-guessing yourself, don't you think so?
Absolutely, you're second-guessing yourself. I mean, you're asking yourself if you're doing the right thing. I mean, are you sure? Is he gay? I mean, you constantly question yourself. I constantly question myself, constantly. And by questioning myself, I just kept giving more and more and more of my power away. And, you know, you have to quit. There comes a time that you've got to seek that support of someone that you know that you can trust your life with and very intimate details of your life with. It can help support you in a positive way, because if not, you just continue to question yourself. And there becomes a time you have to make some choices. And, you know, I like to call those choice points. I mean, you can make choices. You can make choices to continue questioning yourself, continue to drain yourself, give more of your power away, or you can just say, okay, this is what it is, and now I've got to figure out how I'm going to react to this situation. So...
The way I ended the book with the Doom Grooms, I'll just read you the ending. It says that I've been immersed in the field of straight gay marriages for nearly 20 years. I've spoken to and worked with thousands and thousands of women who find themselves in this situation. I've also worked with hundreds of gay men who need guidance on how to reveal this information to their wives and how to proceed afterwards. In almost all the stories that I've witnessed, couples find themselves wasting valuable years of their life trying to make something work that was a mistake. I've coined the phrase mismarriage to describe these marriages. It simply means a marriage that was a mistake. It happens all the time in situations that don't have the complication of homosexuality. And people cut their losses all of the time and move on to a better place and space in life. It's easy to make a mistake when you're younger, but it just seems so difficult for people to fix the problem when they're older. Some people look at their failed marriages as their personal failures. I see this happen often when there have been previous marriages. Women feel they failed the first time and think that giving up on a second or third marriage is their fault. They look for reasons to justify keeping this mistake together just so they don't have to admit defeat again. Ugh, it's like moving from the frying pan into the fire and deciding that living life fried like a burnt egg is their destiny. What is the pot of gold over the rainbow here? All you can see in front of you is a pot of dirty ashes. Is there any point to this? No, none at all. Prolonging a disastrous relationship makes absolutely no sense to me at all. I have learned that some women will look for any excuse not to accept their husband's homosexuality. They believe that their marriage will be the miracle marriage that will revert back to where it was once before the thoughts of gay entered their psyche. These women write to me with condemning words, telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. I think I do. Sometimes they are kind enough to write me a letter of apology weeks, months, or even years later for thinking I was the voice of doom. I know that being the voice of reason and sanity is a tough job, but someone has to do it, and I'm willing to take on that job. I believe that women who marry gay men, for the most part, are the kindest, most caring, giving women in the world. I don't think that it is an accident that this happens. Gay men gravitate towards women who have these qualities because they know in their hearts that someday, even if they don't come to understand their homosexuality at the time of their marriage, something may happen that will create a need to be with a woman whose empathy will overshadow her own needs of happiness and well-being. I've seen women sacrifice their own happiness and give up years of valuable time because their love for their husbands supersedes their love for themselves. They live with their hurt wrapped up tightly in their chest, often causing a sense of suffocation, because they want their husbands to love them as much as they love their husbands. Even when their husbands tell them the truth, they won't let go. They can't let go. They just keep trying harder and harder to make something happen that will never happen. I have learned that trust is slow in returning after you've been married to a gay man. The kinds of trust that are lacking are both trust of self and trust of men. We have had our trust stripped and peeled away layer by layer, and it takes a lot of time to rebuild this. We wonder how we could have been duped for so long, not understanding how we married gay men. What did we miss? How couldn't we tell? Why didn't we see the signs, if not at first, through the years? We question ourselves for hours during the days and years ahead. We are very hard on ourselves and don't easily trust our sense of judgment for a long time. We have trust issues in our future relationships. We made a major mistake once. Will we make the same mistake again? Sometimes this lack of trust stops us from having fulfilling relationships with our new partners. They become easy targets of suspicion because we can't help but to suspect. I know that it took me years to trust my soulmate because I lacked trust in myself. I needed constant reassurance, and sometimes, no matter how hard he tried, I still had the seeds of doubt gnawing in my head. This means that if you're going to have a successful relationship in the future, you will need to find a man who is as exceptionally understanding towards you as you were with your gay husband. He needs to understand your issues, so you need to communicate. I have learned that communication is a key factor in a relationship. We have to be able to communicate our feelings and desires, even if we were conditioned not to ask for anything while we were married. So many of us were tired of being rebuffed by our gay husbands and made to feel that the problems in the marriages were our fault. When our husbands made us feel that we could never be good wives, we started not to ask for anything in the marriage for fear of being bad wives. Truth be told, the majority of us were the best wives. We kept trying to please our husbands, and even though they seemed to have no interest in us, We kept trying harder, hoping they could love us better. Nothing worked. It couldn't. Our husbands are gay. Now that we have relationships with straight men, we still fear that feeling of rejection, so we just don't bother to express what we want. We want our new men to be mind readers and just know what we are thinking, but then feel rejected when they have no clue what we are upset about. Ouch. That hurts when they just don't know. You have to learn to express your feelings without fear of criticism. This is what makes a relationship successful. Trust has to be earned, but you have to give it a chance without always showing doubt. On the other hand, I've seen women jump into new relationships with straight men that are mistakes and even abusive for fear of being alone. They are repeating their same pattern of mistakes, just with a different man who will also never be able to treat them with respect and love. I believe that after a marriage is over, it takes time to rebuild you. You must do an honest self-evaluation of how your marriage affected you and your sense of self-worth while working on building your self-esteem. These are not easy tasks, and they take a lot of time to conquer. I used to think that self-esteem was based on looks. Having been an overweight person all my life, my sense of self-esteem was never as high as it needed to be or deserved to be. One great lesson I have learned is that size, color, and shape have no bearing on self-esteem. I have seen the most beautiful women of model quality end up in the same situation that I'm in, and their sense of self-esteem is often lower than mine. I have worked with incredible women who are doctors, attorneys, stockbrokers, models, actresses, psychologists, professors, and even elected politicians who have met with the same fate as the rest of us. Their sense of self-esteem was no higher than mine. It shows me that even women who started out with strong sense of self-worth can be ripped down and shredded like the rest of us. Destruction of the inner soul has no boundaries. I've heard the saddest stories from women who are truly trapped by the cultural walls. These are women from other countries where the blame is immediately placed on them if their husbands are gay. These women are truly doomed. Their lives are being sacrificed because they have no chance of happiness or escape. There is nowhere for them to run or hide. On the other hand, I have seen women who have all the resources and luxury of freedom who don't have the physical walls of entrapment, but they are just as trapped by their psychological walls. The mental chains keep them immobilized and unable to move in any direction. Guess what? I make no judgment on women who are paralyzed into inaction. Every woman has to move at her own pace and at her own comfort zone. Some women, unfortunately, will never make the finish line. Their golden years will be tarnished and turn into mudslide years, drowning in the muck, as the golden years aren't the older years. They are the prime years when women have the opportunity to find the love of a straight man, or even just the love of themselves. When you stay in a marriage with a gay man, you lose the ability to love yourself because you are too busy trying to make him love you. I believe in my heart that gay men in almost all cases love the woman they marry. It is not their intention to fool us or trick us when they marry us. However, as the years pass, many of them forget that love as the need to be who they are, surfaces and starts to bloom. I have seen some of the most loving of husbands and fathers become creatures of the unknown. For some, it's a phase. For others, it's a permanent lifestyle. The women who were there to share their pain and hurt are now their enemies. Their sense of responsibility to the family goes down the drain. They not only choose a new lifestyle with their sexuality, but also with their irresponsibility when it comes to the wife and family. I also know this is not a trait that's exclusive to gay men. I've seen many straight men take the same road. They remarry, have new families, and forget their old ones. They become exemplary fathers to their new children and forget about the ones they left behind. I don't get it. I'll never get it. On the other hand, I also know there are some wonderful gay fathers who are responsible to their children and their ex-wives. I've met them and I admire them. Their families always come before their own needs, or at least most of the time. I can't say that I've seen them as the majority, but I have seen them. I greatly admire these men for having their priorities straight. I've seen women whose lives have been destroyed by the lives of their gay husbands, but I've also come to learn and believe that gay men themselves often don't even understand that they are lying. They are keeping one step ahead of themselves with their lies. They just keep spinning the web, thinking they are covering themselves, when in fact they are just strangling their wives with these traps. They justify it by saying they are living in their own hells, but for some reason they think their wives are shatterproof or exempt from pain. They think that taking their anger and frustration out on the person who loves them the most is okay for some reason. In some odd way, they blame their wives for their own unhappiness, and this is the way of striking back. I am clear that I am against gay men marrying or staying married to straight women. Do I make this a 100% statement, or are there shades of gray here? Yes, there are shades of gray, but not enough of them to make me change my mind. If women are happy being married to their gay husbands, then more power to them. I've heard reasons why some of these women feel this way, and I accept it. Each woman has her own set of issues and needs. But don't think for one moment that just because a handful of women have expressed this happiness that it changes my mind one iota. I'm not here for the happy women. I am here for the suffering women. And the handful of happy women gives false hope to the 98% of the unhappy women. That's why I don't pay much attention to them. There are people who survive nuclear wars, but I wouldn't want to be one of them if I had my choice. I don't want to walk on a minefield loaded with bombs to see if I can survive it. I'd rather skip that walk and take the safe road home. I believe that the beauty of life is that each day offers us a new opportunity to wake up and change our lives for the better. No woman was born to suffer. Stuff happens that is beyond our control, but that doesn't mean that at some point we can't take control. And most importantly, I had an epiphany. It happened last year when I first started talking to my friend Jay, who has written for me earlier in the book. Jay and I met in the spring of 2001 when he found my website and wrote to me how he wished he had found years before. Jay was divorced from his long-term wife and had moved on with his life with a wonderful man. We took an immediately liking to each other and had a wonderful friendship that developed. Through his writing to me about his feelings during his marriage, he was able to help me verbalize what I felt was one of the most important factors about these marriages. I wrote about it in my newsletter in the spring of 2001, and I still view these words as my most powerful. And they were, who would we be today if we had straight husband? How would our destiny have changed if we were loved, nurtured, sexually desired with passions and tenderness, given emotional support and encouragement, and made to feel like we were part of a real couple in tune with each other's needs, wants, and aspirations? What if we didn't have to spend countless hours each day wondering why we were failures as wives, women, and lovers, ripped away our self-esteem, layer by layer until we became strangers unto ourselves and others? What if our husband's dishonesty and cheating didn't change us to become untrusting, suspicious, and doubting wives, forcing us to question our ability to make rational decisions? How many of us were sidetracked through those detours of deceit that diverted us from the direction that life might have taken us otherwise? Bottom line, no matter how much a gay man loves a straight woman, it is not the kind of love that fulfills the basic human needs that all of us have. It can never be the kind of love that inspires the music that becomes classics or the poetry that makes the heart flutter. It is not the kind of love that can ever be returned to the degree you are giving it. Even the best relationships are barely more than great friendships, not the passion and excitement that makes us thrive and look forward to waking up each day. And even these relationships are woven with dishonesty, distrust, infidelity, resentment, and frustration. Life was not meant to be this complicated. Of all the words I've written, these are my favorites. It says it all. It's hard to dispute these words, and I still love them. And that's how I had it.
Wow.
And even then, I was saying that life was not meant to be this complicated. That's my mantra for this year for everybody. I think if we keep saying that over and over and over, every day when you wake up, life is not meant to be this complicated.
No, it's not.
Right?
I think that sums up everything that we've talked about, is that life is not meant to be this complicated. It's not. It's truly not.
And I think that if women would recognize that, and, you know, like I say, their mantra every day, then it will help them as far as moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Misty, we've used up our hour, and we hope that this message gets through to wives and to the husbands who listen to our show. We have some wonderful men who listen to our show and who send us encouraging words, not only here in this country, but from all over the world. Misty and I are always happy to hear from you. You can always write to me at bonkaye@aol.com, bonkaye@aol.com. If you would like my newsletters, or you'd like to become part of our support chat or our support network, if you need coming out help, if you're a man, I have lots of help available for you. And Misty, they can see your website. Tell them your website.
My website is my name, mistyhall.com, and I will spell that MISTIHALL.com.
And if you didn't understand it, I'll repeat it in Northern English. MISTIHALL.com.
That
would
be
easy, Misty. because, you know, sometimes the North and South just don't quite meet. I don't want them going to somebody else's website instead of yours. But anyway, we send our love to all of you, and next week we have a really important show with Patsy Ray Dawson, who will be here talking about the Christian view for women. So please listen in. And any final words, Misty?
My final words, as always, good night and love to all.
And all of you have a wonderful week, and we'll be back here next Sunday. Good night, Misty.
Good night.